Now this is similar, but we call this a grouped frequency distribution. I've taken the 9 ratings and I've summarized them a little bit more and grouped them into groups of 3 categories. So we have all people who took aspirin and Tylenol who gave us 1s to 3s, and then another group 4 to 6, and the third group 7 and 9s in terms of pain relief. Now, hopefully you can see, even though, again, we still have this overlap, what you see is as you go from left to right here, the people who took aspirin, you know, most of them were bunching up on the left, and when you got to 7, 8s, and 9s, there weren't that many people taking aspirin that gave you that much pain relief. If you look at the green Tylenol bars, however, the highest bar is 7, 8, and 9. If you look at the 3 categories in general and say, where are they most different, it looks like it's in the top category, where people who took Tylenol did a lot better than people who took aspirin. Now, of course, this is just a thought experiment. We haven't done this, and I'm not saying that Tylenol is a better pain relief medication than aspirin. I'm just saying that that's how we would communicate and summarize these data if, in fact, we've done this experiment and gotten these results. So we've gone from a table of raw data where we couldn't see a whole lot to a frequency distribution with a bunch of categories that may have been a little bit better, and then finally to a more manageable way to look at the data where we developed a group frequency distribution. All of these things we'll be doing more systematically later on and going on into the next class.